I want to clarify one point from what we said yesterday. So Rabbi Tadabom asked me afterwards, according to the Neshetokma, so what is the elements of Azivas Chet being part of the process of Tshuva? It's part of the process of the original mitzvah. So why is it listed as one of the Pratim of Tshuva? So I mentioned this to the Shashiva. The Shashiva said it would be, the issue over here is the process of doing Tshuva, not just on the Avera itself, but on the approach which caused the Avera. And I was thinking about it afterwards. I think that's correct, because the source of the Inyan Azivas Chet is the Pasuk of Yazdev Rosh Hadarkai, that there's the issue, the mitzvah is the person should be always, not just the maisa, but the derech itself. That would be the prat of the mitzvah, zibes achet, is to be always of the whole process which causes the chet, not just the chet itself. We mentioned yesterday that beit olam lechaveroi, above and beyond, there's going to be a requirement for ritzui. So let's just clarify the points over here. So it's obvious, the first step, that we say a person, let's, for example, a person was chayav b'chaver, a person stole from somebody. So the Torah is mechayev, there's payment, there's financial responsibility. So to you, the person does take care of his financial responsibility, he hasn't really finished the veira. So that's not a question of, well, I've done tshuva, I never will steal again. But if you have not paid back yet, you are in a state of still having some level of gzela vis-a-vis that person. The hezek has not been completed, you have not given the financial compensation for the hezek, etc. So that's part of a zivas hachet. But the chiddush that the halachas tells us is above and beyond that, I must be meratz to the person, I must appease him for the emotional distress that the person had as well. And that is part, some of the portion, that's not just necessary for your kapora, which it is, but above and beyond that, that you have not completed the azivas achet, you have not finish the process, above and beyond the financial impact, etc. The emotional impact is part of the aveira itself. So part of a gezela is not only the loss of money, it's the damage that you've done to him emotionally. So till you take care of that, you've not been oizav echet. Because I'll say you should not be merata somebody b'shas kasa. You should not be merata a person when he's angry. It's not going to work. It's just going to make him more upset. So we understand that sometimes being merata a person immediately is not going to work. So when is your time limit? So your time limit is Yom Kippur, because if this is part of the tshuva process, you must do this before Yom Kippur. So a person has to be meratz, a person at least at the latest by Yom Kippur. You do not have to wait till Yom Kippur, you can do it earlier. But if you feel that it might be more effective then, so you can wait till then. Sometimes the person's in a different state of mind, that time of year, he's in a better different state of mind, he's more willing to look beyond and to be moichel. Halacha says that a person should do this preferably by himself. Part of the process is, as it were, lowering yourself and coming to asking a mechila as opposed to sending somebody else to do it. But halacha says if you feel it would be more effective by sending somebody else as opposed to doing it yourself, you send a rebbe or something of that sort to do that, so then you can do it al yedei acherim. Mishabura paskin, the Chofetz Chaim paskin, that you need to be mefarat the chet, you have to tell the person what you did. Unless you feel that it's going to cause him anguish, so then you're being over in os devorim. So I need kapora. So I'm going to cause you pain by telling you what I did. Therefore, I should get my kapora. That's great. And I'm fixing up my bed on the chaveroi by causing you a pain. That's an os devorim. So I didn't really solve my problem. So there, the luck if the person will be willing to be mindful of me, even though I have not explained what it is, you know, I did something wrong to you, I really feel bad about doing it, and I use language as a pious, and he says, you know what, I'm moichel, that's sufficient, I do not need to be mefarat under those circumstances. On the person who's being mechil has been requested of, the person should not be in a Rambam's language, a very strong language, a person should be moichel. If a person is not moichel, it's not derech Yisrael. He has very strong language. The Chazal's lashon, a person should not be an achzori. A person should not be a cruel person by refusing to be moichel. The halacha says three times. A person should ask mechila three times. So Reuven did something bad, wrong to Shimon. He comes to Shimon. Shimon says, you know what? It really was painful. I'm not ready to be moichel yet. Reuven should find a different way to present it in a different venue, a different argument how bad he feels a second time, a third time. After that, he's not mechil to ask anymore. It's not his responsibility, because he asked three times. The other person, now it's the responsibility of the Shimon, the recipient who refuses to be moichel. The exception is a rebbe or a parent. By a rebbe or a parent, they do not. The need for asking mechila continues even beyond three times. One exception when you do not need to moichel the person also is if the variant is ongoing. The person is not really correcting himself. I'm not mechiv de moichel. The person can do it to me again. Right? The person says lashon hara about me, or he teases me, or he hurts me in some way. He says, please be moichel. Why should I be moichel? You're going to do it again tomorrow. So this is only relevant once the person has stopped doing his aveira, then with the responsibility to give mechila, otherwise not. Last point, that a person can give mechila, give the mechila on his own. He doesn't need to be waited to be asked. Which that tefillah zaka that we say the night the chayyim wrote us a tefillah called tefillah zaka, which over there a person says I'm being merchel everybody. Some people say that every night before they go to bed they say that they're being merchel everybody. So I can be merchel if somebody did something wrong to me. I can merchel on my own. Rav Moshe Strindberg is medayik in the Rambam, but the person who did the aveira should still ask. Part of his tshuva process is the lowering himself to come and to ask. That's part of his tshuva process. So I know that the person I did it against is a big tzaddik. He'll be merchel me anyway. Very nice. Still ask. Because you need, to, part of your process is to make that request. It's his business about these merchel. Everybody should have a good morning, have a good Shabbos. Shir starts at 9 o'clock.